Welcome everyone back to round 14. Tony, glad to see you, brother.
I am here.
How are you? We were off last week, and sometimes life unfortunately happens, takes center stage. Tony, good to see you. Good to see that you guys are safe.
Thank you.
And everybody's doing well.
Thank you. Yeah, we're fine. Unfortunately, some are not as fine as we are down south. It hooked a right to the east, Hurricane Ian. We were preparing for a very blunt hit, so we couldn't record, obviously.
Yeah.
But it turned, got landfall from Fort Myers in South Florida from us.
Right.
It hit pretty bad. Mrs. Stallion's actually going down Thursday to help with donations and help pass out
some that's nice.
Stuff like that. So it's
yeah.
And she's a nicer person than I am, so it works out good. But they do need some help. I mean, a lot of people giving their thoughts, their donations, their money, their food and their shelters and stuff. It's scary, man. You know, I don't want to dwell on it. I don't want to, talk too much about it. But if you're interested in anything of that nature, go ahead and go online, and it can direct you to the right sources you need to go to try and help somebody down there.
That's right.
Got hit pretty hard.
No, that's right.
But we are fine. All is good here. My family's good. The area is good, and ready to go for our creepy October Halloween episodes.
Yeah, absolutely. As October, we're now into the month of colder weather and scary movies. We thought we would touch base on some of the movies that thrilled us and scared us there is a bunch of them, right? So
The chilly weather started for us too this morning. I get up early for work. I'm at the job site early, and it was like 60 degrees. I had to get a sweater on this morning, so it was cold.
Yeah. All right, 60. Okay, 60 degrees. Sure, that's cold. Yeah,
it was chilly. Let's put it that way.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Not as bad as up there.
No, I think it was 3 degrees the other night.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah,
Fahrenheit.
Yeah, no, Celsius. Which would be about if my math is right, and I'm really bad at this. I'm gonna say it was about 10 degrees.
My
goodness. Yeah. So, and you know what? Just a nice, cool evening. So
good for that.
But
it brings out the pumpkin spice and the fall leaves and the creepy goblins and everything else. And my youngest daughter is a Halloween freak. Her birthday is the 25th.
Okay.
But she's all about Halloween, and I think she'll be 40 years old still dressing up and trick or treating.
Right. No, I have a son who's turning, his birthday is October 30th. So we share that. My father-in-law's birthday is in October. My brother-in-law's birthday is in October.
Oh, my goodness.
His wife's birthday is in October. So it's a busy month, right?
Month. Everybody dressing up.
And then, we have our Canadian Thanksgiving next weekend too. So we do it a little different than the Americans. We can't wait till November to have our bird. So.
Yeah. When you said that the other day, it took me for a loop. I'm like, Thanksgiving's next week. I had to take some inventory. But we'll be talking for the next few episodes about ghosts and goblins and movies and books and costumes and all that stuff that we have for the month of October. So we posted this afternoon, put on round 14, little costume contest for those Rocky and Rambo fans out there.
Yeah.
They have some pretty good costumes. I mean, these here are taken off the internet. We don't have any names for these people to plug them, but, some of them are really good. Some of the Rocky costumes, because you can get creative with the Rocky costume. I mean, Rambo, only so much kind of with that.
No, that's right.
But Rocky, there's a bunch of different, areas of Rocky that you could choose.
Right.
For Adrian as well. So those of you that are just listening to audio.
Yeah.
There's a picture of a family with a little kid.
Dressed as the chicken.
Mom is Adrian with the red hat. And the dad is Rocky when he ran the steps in Rocky II with the red bandana.
Mm-hmm.
And he caught the chicken, who is the little kid.
Oh, that's what a great photo that is.
Right? Awesome. I know, but my wife said we could dress up our dog as the chicken. So
that's nice. Yeah.
This one's awesome. How cool is that one?
Oh, that's great. No, that's a lot of effort going in right there.
Oh, yeah.
Again, for people listening on the network, we apologize, but we have Rocky and Polly at the Meat House.
Yeah.
Right. And they've even got the meat.
They got the slabs of meat there.
Yeah, that's great.
I think the gray sweatsuit Rocky is probably the most popular.
Sure.
For the costume wise, like when I was looking around on the internet, there was a ton of gray sweatsuit ones. You know, but let's face facts. I mean, very few people could pull off wearing the boxer shorts and the robe without a shirt.
So, I tell you, just before we recorded here, a friend of ours, Tony, sent us in a couple pictures because we posted that. We have Rocco sent us in a couple pictures.
There he is.
Look at that. Look at the champ.
Right? There he is.
I got this one here, and we have this one here. So that's great.
Left hook.
A younger Rocco, thanks very much for sending those in. And we also have one more from Jennifer Barone. Her and her husband, Luciano. I hope I pronounced that right. Rocky and Adrian. So these are coming in and we appreciate it. We're going to collect these all month. We're going to collect them all month and then maybe we'll vote on them our last episode in October. But, send us the Rocky ones, send us the Rambo ones. It's great to, like I said, a little more options with Rocky.
Yeah. Okay? I mean, like I said, the gray sweatsuit for Rocky. You could do the tiger jacket and the fedora. You could do the leather jacket and the fedora. You could do the Rocky II with the red headband. There's so many options you could really go with Rocky. And then, of course, the different robes and boxer trunks that he had. Mm-hmm. Adrian definitely is more known for the red hat and the black suit with the white shirt that she had on. There was a handful out there where she went the ice skating costume, where she had the winter hat on and the winter jacket and whatnot.
Would she have about 20 sweaters on?
Yeah, not three. He was close.
Yeah.
But still, three sweaters. There, I mean, where they had him where she was at the zoo where Rocky proposed to her. But again, there's a lot of options out there that you could take from. I actually saw one, which was really good. And I hate that I did this. I exited out of the phone. I had a work phone call come in. When I went back in, the picture was gone and I couldn't find it. But it was someone dressed like the caveman guy on the Brute commercial.
Oh yeah, that would have been great. Yeah.
But I mean, let's face facts, whatever costume party he went to, I'll pay the guy who guessed that was Rocky from that movie because he's probably just thinking he was a caveman.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was done just like him. And he had a little claw.
Oh, that's great.
I got to find the picture.
Listen, let's get something out of the way here first. The next time you get a work call and you're looking at a Rocky picture, let that go to voicemail, man.
Right? I'm telling you.
Now, I hope your boss isn't watching, but listen.
Work's got to wait. That's
priorities here. Priorities, right? So
I sometimes make I'll write down our quotes while I'm at work. I got a little pause there. I'm like, oh, let's do this.
Yeah.
Takes over. So I have some downtime at the job site.
Sure.
Not too much. Yeah. But the costumes are looking good. We're going to, like Tim said, we're going to look at them all for the next three episodes and we'll post them on the Instagram. And then maybe we'll have a contest where everybody get involved and kind of vote for it.
Throw one more up here. So it's a great mask. And maybe we'll get the Stallion to put this on for one of our episodes and do a show.
It looks just like him.
Oh, it's perfect, right? Got the black eyes and looks like he's been through a war. So that's great. No, that's fun for sure. Fun. Thank you very much. People that have been sending them in and that are about to send them in. We look forward to your pictures.
Yeah. Anybody, everybody, little kids, adults, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Even your pets, like you said, dress up the dog.
Got maybe a bucket there with a Philadelphia Eagles jersey on. That'd be funny.
Yeah.
That'd be
cool. That's great. But,
like I said, a lot more options more so than Rambo. Rambo, you're kind of stuck with the one look Rambo had, that tank top and the headband and the bullets going across. And I mean, you'll know who it is. There's no questioning who that is.
You're pretty shredded, aren't you? You walk around the backyard like that.
Oh yeah.
Bullets and a knife, right? Walk down the street.
They call the police when I take my shirt off. They just, sir, you and there's no shirt. Please put that back on.
You have $5 to put your shirt back on.
That's right. No. That's right. I make money that way.
No, I'm just kidding. But like you said, now that we're into the cooler weather and the October, we get into the movies, right? So it's a good list to have. We have tonight. So
It is. We thought we'd kick this one off with Mr. Nightmare Telling Storyteller, the king, mm-hmm. no pun intended, of horror writing, Mr. Stephen King.
Right. Who is he's got a bunch of them. Jesus. He's got right. a bunch
you
of
know,
them.
You know what's so funny is way back when I was really reading a lot. And mm-hmm. I read every book that we're going to go over right now, or movie, mm-hmm. I should say. Mm-hmm. I read his book. Mm-hmm. But then they just kept coming. I mean, they didn't, he just, it's nonstop yeah. how many books he has, how many short stories. I mean, he has a bunch of sure. short stories that are not horror movies too.
No, that's right.
That are very good. Mm-hmm. You know, Shawshank Redemption's one of mm-hmm. them. Stand By Me, Green Mile.
Mm-hmm.
Those are other,
and we talked about this the other day. I actually messaged you, and for the longest time, I did not know The Running Man was a Stephen yeah. King novel. You yeah. know, I was always, back in the 80s, you know, I'm a big Arnold fan, and
yeah.
I didn't realize that was a Stephen King movie. Or yeah. a Stephen King book, sorry. Anyway,
Stephen King, yeah, story. I mean, that's mm-hmm. kind of odd but he, amazing writer.
Yeah.
I'm lucky enough. I have the novel The Shining signed by him from like 1997 wow. or something like that in that book. Yeah, but we'll get into those as yep. we said. But he's been writing since late 60s, early 70s, I believe, mm-hmm. when he started.
Mm-hmm.
But if you mention anybody who's, you know, name a famous writer, mm-hmm. I can't imagine him not being in the top five names that are thrown out there.
No, that's right.
Yeah, regardless whether you like the horror genre mm-hmm. or not.
Yeah.
But but again, as always, these lists are not a best to worst list. They're not. Nope. We're going to, as many movies that were made from his novels,
mm-hmm.
we would have to do three shows just on that
mm-hmm.
for October. And we have a lot.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
So we want to cover a lot of things. So
no,
we pretty much picked out the heavy hitters, the ones that everybody knows mm-hmm. that Stephen King did and that everybody knows the movie. So we started off. Well, we will start off, I should say, with Kathy Bates and James Caan and Misery. Mm-hmm. And, I read this book. And
right.
I read the book before the movie was made,
mm-hmm.
and the movie was very, very well done to comparison to the book.
Right.
But this is like, I mean, this is just a celebrity fan nightmare.
Yeah. No, here's the thing about this movie. This could happen, right? This is very sure. realistic. This is
sure.
when you're watching this, you're thinking like it almost feels uncomfortable because how real it seems, right?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's a handful of people out there that are fans of whoever
mm-hmm.
that, you know, may take things a little too far. Hopefully yeah. not,
you no. know,
tying them to a bed in their house.
Yeah. just, you know what? Just enjoy the movie, buy the DVD, end it there, people. Jesus.
Yeah, we're not going to go running to Sly's house and
no.
tie no. him up and bring him back. No. That would be bad. He'd probably kick my butt.
Yeah, no, that was an amazing movie, though.
It was, and it, you know, it took place, most of his movies takes place up in the main area,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Castle Rock, town that is created. And, this was no exception. And he, you know, gets lost out there in the woods and, I mean, car wreck in the woods, and she's there to help him.
Yeah.
So we thought, and.
Well, yeah, she helped him all right.
Turns out to be just a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
As a lot of people are in his novels. Can you imagine him as a little kid in kindergarten? Oh, okay, man. You know, Stevie, we're going to write a little story this week.
Yeah. Would like to see your parents after class.
Yeah. So. How many parent-teacher conferences
yeah. do they have? Every week, eh? So he drove. He sounded so a little funny. Disturbing. So, no, right? it's worked out for him. But
so the next one we have up here, which is a lot of people's trippy nightmares, is Pet Sematary.
Right.
And this one came out in the 80s, and it was remade. Mm-hmm. The remake actually wasn't too bad.
No, not bad.
It was pretty decent. But mm-hmm. this one here, this book, if you have a pet
yeah.
and the pet is no longer with you, this mm-hmm. book will creep you out. And,
yeah, this is a bit freaky. Now, so we've talked about this before. I grew up on Wolf Island, which is near Kingston, Ontario. We grew up on a farm. So one of our jobs was, you know, putting the hay down at night and chores. So we had, I don't know whose it was, where it came from, but every once in a while for a couple of years, this guy would show up. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. We called him Church. And it
I would have never named them church. That would have freaked me out.
But I don't know where, like, I don't know where it came from. But let me tell you, you turn around and it'd be staring at you in the haymow or at the end of the barn, and it'd be getting dark this time of year. You do chores, 7 o'clock, and this goddamn thing would be staring at you, and you'd be like, screw off, church, not tonight. And like I said, I don't know where it was. It was a stray cat.
Right.
Not for a couple summers, and then it was gone.
You know, I'm not a cat person, so I don't want to offend any cat people out there, but they creep me out as it is. So I couldn't imagine like in a barn at
night. So figure this. I'm about 12 when I start seeing this thing. See, 12 or 13, and it freaked me out, right? So
I bet. I would have been too. Mm-hmm. Creepy stuff. But yeah, that novel there was an interesting novel, an interesting movie. Definitely check it out. Again, the disclaimer, all these movies are 30, 40, 50 years old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the books have been out longer than that, so shut us off, go watch them, and come back.
But you know what? A lot of people probably haven't watched some of these movies in a long time. Or maybe,
the next one that's coming up I haven't seen in 20 years, which is Firestarter, made with Drew Barrymore. Mm-hmm. She's a young girl there. I'm guessing 10 or so.
A little bit different role from E.T., right?
Yeah, really. Exactly. Exactly. But again, that's not really – it wasn't really downright horror.
No.
It was more thriller.
Mm-hmm.
But it still creeped you out. Imagine this little kid with these kind of powers of, starting fires, and they want to use her as a, military weapon and whatnot. It's creepy stuff, especially when this little girl has no idea what's going on and she's trying to get through fourth grade or whatever it is. But yeah, that did – and all these movies did very well for him. A couple of them, he had some things to say on how they were done in comparison to the book, which I'll cover those as we move along.
Yeah.
But they did well. And then, if you're a fan, you're going to see it.
Yeah.
If you read his book, you're going to see it, good or bad. Mm-hmm. And if you're a horror fan, you're going to see it. So he has a lot of genres that he could pull from to check out these films. Next up on the list after Firestarter was a beautiful car. But she was a little crazy. Christine.
Okay, so your idea of crazy and my idea of crazy is a lot different. If you think this is a little crazy. This was right off the – it freaked me out, right?
Could you imagine your car is possessed? Like, come on, man. How does that happen?
Yeah.
You're supposed to have a good relationship with your car. That's a beautiful car, though. And then, the kid gets a little whacked out, once the things start happening. But another good movie did very well at the box office. Most of these were made in the 80s, into early 90s, not the remakes and whatnot, the originals. Sure. That was one of them there. Next up on the list, this one's creepy. Whenever you involve little kids that don't really say much, that creeps me out.
Yeah.
And Children of the Corn was about as creepy as you can get. Little guys were all hiding in the cornfields. They were just, they're not right.
No, that's right. So. What year was this again?
I'm going to guess 89.
Yeah. I believe it was earlier than that. I think it was mid 80s because I'm going to tell you my Children of the Corn story. So again, on Wolf Island, growing up on a farm.
You're right. It's 84.
Yeah. So 84. We rented this and we all rented movies together. Like I said, it was a big thing when we had movies back in the 80s. We'd get 7 or 8 people. So they rented. Children of the Corn. So I am 11 years old. Okay. So we watched a movie. I can't remember what it was, but then this was the next movie of the night. It was a Saturday night. So everybody could stay up late. My friend's mom come downstairs. I think it was the coffee shop scene 5 minutes in and she stopped the VCR. She says, I don't think Timmy should watch this movie. And by that time I'm already freaked out. So I'm playing it cool. I'm like, it's okay. Sorry. I think he should go home and, call it a night. I said, okay. Thank you very much. And, I go upstairs. I go out, get my bicycle and I'm standing there. It seems like for about 10 minutes and I'm staring at, what am I staring at? Cornfields. Cause the laneway was, I'm going to say 1,000, you know, feet or whatever it was. And it was long enough that I couldn't see the end of the laneway. And then I had to go down a dirt road to my house, past another cornfield. So I'm literally frozen. Okay. Sure. So my friend comes out who's 16 and I'm standing there and he goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I just had to fix my chain on my bike." He knows it's bullshit. He goes, "Oh, well, that's good. You got it fixed. Mom thought I could give you a ride home." "Oh, if you want." Well, I wasn't moving. I was going to stand there all night.
Until the sun rose.
Throws my bike in the back of the truck and drives me home. And I don't say a word. I don't say one word. And it's only about a 5-minute drive.
Yeah.
And I get in the house and I couldn't sleep. Like I was freaked.
Oh, I bet.
I couldn't tell my older friends. All my friends were 17 and 20 and I couldn't tell them that I was scared, but I still haven't seen this movie. I still have not seen the movie and maybe I will one day, but,
there's a lot of them too. They did a lot of sequels and a remake and it's a creepy movie. I won't say
anything. And you know what? Maybe, I mean, obviously, my friend's mom was right. 11 years old. I probably shouldn't have been watching it anyway.
Right.
If I couldn't get through the first 5 minutes, can you imagine the rest of the movie? So
yeah, exactly. it's hysterical. Great story. That would have creeped me out too. I wouldn't have went by the cornfield again.
No, I had no problem with the cornfields. It's just some of the movies. So
until it got dark.
Until it got dark. And then it's a different ball game. So.
Oh man. So the next film, probably one of the lesser known out of this group is called Needful Things.
Mm-hmm.
And this book was really good. It was, you know, a shop owner that has these things that you've been looking for and you like. And then of course, crazy things happen as they always do in Stephen King's books, but very well done film. Max Van Sydow is, the shop owner and it's, he's creepy enough as it is. So it would scare me to death. The next one, again, no order of how good this is or how bad this is, but the next one is It. And this one was the TV show, TV movie, I should say.
Sure.
From Tim Curry way back when. And then, of course, they made the movie a few years back, and then they made Chapter 2 years back. Watch them all. Watch them into whichever. They're all good. TV movie, obviously, is a little bit different. Yeah. In the actual film, the book completely creeped me out. The book scared me more than the film.
Well, and that's, that's why a lot of people don't like clowns, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't have a problem with them in person. Like, I'm not that. I do have people that I know that clowns is a no-go. My wife's one of them. She just, no clowns.
Well, we have a thing that they started doing a few years ago called Fort Fright at Old Fort Henry, historical military site. So in October, they change it completely to Fort Fright and they have character actors playing the role. Well, we took our son for his birthday with some friends a few years ago. And what was the theme?
Clowns. And how old is he when he went?
He was in grade 9.
Okay.
So he's in grade 9.
Like, yep. 15, and his, 14.
We brought his friends and they were all, we're going to rock this thing. Well, they were hooked together. Arm in arm, screaming. My wife
got no tough guy anymore. Yeah, right?
So Tina comes in. She doesn't like clowns. She doesn't like. She's thinking of it. They're all, in character, and they're on the one was on the bed, and she was. I don't know how she was doing it, but her arms were backwards, and she was upside down, crawling on the bed.
See, that's and, not. And,
no. So Tina's digging her arms into my her hands into my through my jacket, right? Her nails. So what do? I kind of turn myself so she can be closer to the, and the clown says, he's not going to save you. She's like, don't you get off that bed. And they really did it up. There's some pretty good haunted houses
that's you can funny. Go to. I won't go to those. I'm not going to those. We have the Universal Studios Halloween.
People wait hours for this. So, we bought our tickets in advance. We still had to wait an hour to get in. It was just packed. So a lot of the money goes to charity.
My daughters go over to the Universal Halloween Horror Nights and that's, those guys are just too creepy for me. Yeah. And I like horror movies. I'll watch horror movies all day.
Yeah.
But the actual haunted house type of thing going, and I know they're not going to hurt me or get me or nothing. It's just just creeps me out.
But there, you know what? There was one, there was a haunted house in Niagara Falls. I don't know if it's still going. This was when I was in high school. They said only 10% of the people make it through it. Scare tactics or something. I'll have to get the name for the next show, but only 10% of the people, they have emergency exit. If you get freaked out, you run outside because people were in there with chainsaws and it gets too real, right? So, we'll get the name of that.
I mean, if you keep that mindset that you know nothing's going to happen to you, I guess you'll be okay.
But it's still your mind starts going, right?
Oh yeah.
Your mind starts playing tricks on you. So
the next film after Nutty Clown movie.
Yeah.
Is a high school film about a girl gets picked on. Her name is Carrie. Mm-hmm. And this film, oddly enough, I didn't even know. I knew it was remade. I didn't know it was remade twice.
Right.
Not the sequel either. It was remade two times. Mm-hmm. I did not see the second remake. But this one here, you know, every high school has somebody that gets picked on. And this girl winds up having powers that you really shouldn't pick on.
Yeah, enough's enough.
Right? Teach enough's you how to enough. Be nice. See, be nice, people. Mm-hmm. It's really what it comes down to. But that one came out. Actually, John Travolta was an unknown when that came out. That's how old that movie is. And it definitely very, very close to the book. Very well done. Even Stephen King himself said he liked the way that was done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In comparison to his book. Mm-hmm. And then the next one up on the list, which is the well-known horror movie of all horror movies, and probably the most popular Stephen King book made into film, is The Shining.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, this is one of Stephen King's least favorite movies that was made out of his book.
Is that right?
He didn't care for the way it was written, the way the book was written, and the book is very long. Mm-hmm. The book, I mean, I thought most of his books are long. I mean, The Stand was like, anyway.
The Stand needed a stand.
Oh, right? My goodness. But in The Shining, Jack kind of gradually gets a little crazier. Mm-hmm. And in this one, he kind of is a little off already.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, but there was a lot about it that he said he didn't care for in comparison to his book. Mm-hmm. Still one of the greatest horror movies ever made.
Yeah. We watch that every year and it's still, it's like a trance when you're watching it.
Creepy.
You just get sucked in, right? So now the scary part is the whole world just went through the pandemic. So we had a little bit of I don't want to compare, but, Jesus. You know, you can see where cabin fever really takes over.
Yeah. I mean, right? Stuck in it. And that hotel is a real hotel.
Yeah. I'm not going up there. The movie. Yeah.
But the hotel, I could only imagine being in that hotel. It's creepy.
That's creepy.
I looked at every hallway.
Somebody tells you to stay off the floor. Stay off the floor.
That's what I'm saying. If you look down every hall, I would keep thinking of those twin girls. That's all I'd see every single time I look down.
Not going in that room.
I'm sure a lot of people stay there particularly for that reason.
Yeah,
They want to see the stay at The Shining, just like we want to go to Rocky Steps.
Yeah.
They want to go to The Shining Hotel.
Just don't enter that contest to be the caretaker for the winner. So that's something you don't want to win, right?
Oh, man. I mean, you see how it's set up. So you're thinking to yourself, oh, it's not. We've got a whole walk-in cooler full of food, a stock bar. We got plenty of room to walk around. But I don't know, man. Nobody can come up there.
No, thank you.
And then you got the little Shining kid. He was creepy as an ad. He was creepy not saying anything.
Yeah. Remember him just walking around, red rum, red rum, red rum. I'm like, what?
I'll be like, what is going on with my kid?
Yeah, no. We're out of here.
Exactly. No, we're gone.
Yeah.
And then last, number 10 on the list, which again is in no order whatsoever, is a St. Bernard that is not so cute anymore.
No.
That's Cujo. And again, this one really isn't a horror movie as much more as a thriller. Mm-hmm. Dog is rabid. I mean, it could happen any day, anywhere. Dog can just flip out and come after you. But how it's done, getting stuck in the car and so forth, it's very well written and very well put together as you would expect it. Mm-hmm. And you know, you see a big dog, you think of that stuff whenever you see a big dog.
That's right.
Again, we could probably do another, the Dead Zone. We didn't mention the Dead Zone.
Yeah.
Thinner.
Right.
And think about that one. Thinner. I want to be thinner.
Yeah.
I want to be thinner. And it just keeps going. I mean, that's just, Mm-hmm. Everybody says they want to be, I want to be thinner, but then you just keep getting thinner. That's just crazy.
No, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
You had a Creepshow.
Mm-hmm.
When you did the stories for Creepshow.
Yeah. Drop us a line, guys, in the comments, because we certainly didn't touch them all. There's movies that,
Cat's Eye was
that's
another
right.
one.
Yeah. So put them in the comments.
So many of them. Dreamcatcher. There were some that, that were movies, but they were like.
Well, not only that, we went to see a few years ago the sequel to The Shining, Dr. Sleep, right? With Ewan McGregor.
I didn't see that.
It was really well done.
Was it?
And he goes back. So the little kid goes back to the hotel.
But now the little kid, an adult in that one, right?
He's an adult. Yeah. He's grown up and he's just completely shattered. Like his whole, you can imagine.
Oh, sure.
Somebody, your father trying to kill you with an axe and.
Yeah. That's a problem.
Mother, that's a problem. But, Dr. Sleep with Ewan McGregor, great. It was a great sequel. Came out, I'm going to say 5 or 6 years ago.
Now I read somewhere they might be doing a prequel.
Okay.
To the Shining. So a more focused on, the caretaker there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember his name. Scatman Crothers.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the kid who kept, hey, Jack, can we get some ice cream?
Yeah.
He had the Shining and he knew it.
Yeah.
He knew the little kid had the Shining.
Mm-hmm.
So how did they get it? I guess is where,
how
the prequel would go. Yeah. I don't know if Stephen King, did Stephen King write the sequel?
Yeah, I believe he did. I'm pretty sure that he did write it.
It's Dr. Sleep, right?
Dr. Sleep, yeah.
Okay.
And it's the sequel to The Shining, and it's a good movie.
Yeah, we'll have to check it out because that's one of the ones I haven't seen. I haven't, mm-hmm. There's a lot of them I haven't seen, but that one in particular, I wanted to try to catch to see how it continued.
Right.
What happened to that kid because, that's a traumatizing event to have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're not going to be.
You're not going to be right. Normal if it is. Never mind if you have those powers.
No.
So, and I'm assuming he still has the powers in the movie, in the sequel.
Oh, no, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Oh, okay.
He goes back. If I can say this to anybody, he goes back. That's enough to go back to the hotel, right?
Oh, I need to know.
That's been boarded up the whole time. Put it that way.
So, okay.
There you go. You take what you need.
I might watch it tonight.
Yeah, it's a damn good movie. So
I might have to check it out tonight. Mm-hmm. So yeah, guys, in the comments or message us on Round 14 Podcast and Instagram, mm-hmm. other movies that we did not list. Mention some movies that you want us to talk about. We already have an idea of what we're doing for the next three episodes. The fourth episode, which is right before Halloween, we have a big show planned for that one. Sounded like Ed Sullivan, didn't I? A really big show planned for the last one.
Yeah,
we have a lot of content for, but the two middle ones, we have a decent amount of content, but if you want to see something in particular or us to talk about something in particular, let us know and we'll
leave it in the comments or message on Round 14 podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And, we'll get,
there's plenty of content to choose from. And when you start crossing over the horror barrier, I mean, there's just so much movies and books and TV series.
Yeah.
Now there's Netflix series that are horror series and stuff. There's so much out there now. You can't keep up with it.
No. And you know what? You can't just limit yourself to October, right? Like in October, everybody gets in that mood. Everybody gets kind of the colder weather and, put on a pot of chili or get your blankets or your sweaters for our people down in Florida. But no, it's, some of these movies, and there's too many. There's too many movies. Like you can watch the Shining. It doesn't have to be in October. It's just that's kind of set that mood, but you can't get through them in a month, right? If you want to start watching them or the Halloween movies or and whatever it is, they start pumping them a little bit more on TV, just like Christmas, but, you can watch these any time of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. That is the difference between the horror movies and Christmas movies or holiday movies, like you said. It's different watching Elf in the middle of, May.
Yeah.
But you can watch the horror movies anytime. And my daughter does. She loves the horror movies. She loves the horror shows, the Netflix series that are out there. Amazon made from Amazon movies or Apple movies.
Right.
There's so much out there now.
Now, what's her favorite? What's her favorite movie?
Well, her favorite is Nightmare Before Christmas, which really isn't a horror movie. But that's one of her favorites that she sure. likes. But she mm-hmm. likes the Halloween movies. She likes Freddy. That's mm-hmm. actually funny because I just asked her the other day about that. I'm like, you know, which one do you like out of all? And she's like, Freddy's got a good personality. I like Freddy.
Yeah. Yeah. He seems like he's in a, you know, although be it a serial killer, in a pretty good mood. Like he'd be okay to hang out with.
He's all right. That's until he starts slashing people.
If that's the life you chose
right.
and you wanted to hang out, it seems like a little more personality than Jason, right? So
oh, funny.
Jason doesn't have much to say.
We will talk about those big guys.
Yeah.
At another time because we have a lot of stuff to cover. I know, you know, a lot of people have been asking us about what we're doing for this. That's why we started the costume contest. Figured mm-hmm. throw that out there so people could start submitting in their,
sure.
their costumes. I might have to dig around. I think I might have a costume laying around. I might have to go find something.
See. Well, maybe the last, you never know. You tune in and maybe the last show in October. We might look a little different. I'm not saying we're going to, but I'm not saying we're not.
Right.
Gives you any hints. So
there you go. Maybe it might not have to. It might not be Rocky either.
It might not be Rocky, and that's. I think everybody would assume it would be, but I guess you'll have to tune in. Right. Stay tuned. Right. As they say,
you're just gonna have to stay tuned and see what happens.
Yeah.
So. Well, we changed up things a little bit for this episode, and moving forward episodes, we are. Going to do the movie quote. Mm-hmm. We tried some movie quotes. Give that a shot. Can you complete these iconic movie quotes? They are pretty iconic, actually. Well, one of them is.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to try that. We're going to leave trivia by the wayside for a little while. We'll see. We're going to think about some other stuff to try to do. And
yeah, we mix it up, right? We don't want people to get bored and we mix up a few things and we got a couple of things down the pipe we're thinking about. So just, keeps you guessing what we're going to do. I mean, we go off topic so often, you never know where we're going to get, right? So,
next thing you know, it's going to be a cooking show and somebody's baking cupcakes.
Yeah, you know what? Speaking of that, my wife watches the Halloween Bake Off or Halloween Wars or whatever. Yeah,
we watch it.
Yeah, and you get watching it and I walk by and I mean, just because it's like, oh, that looks good. But the pressure they're under in a certain amount of time, right?
There's a few different shows because we watch them as well. Mm-hmm. And there's like, they got the pumpkin wars where they're carving the pumpkins to be a scene. They got the baking wars where they're making a gigantic cake to a scene.
That's the one we were watching the other night and they were doing like a boot. It had to be a boot. And so they were doing, Puss in Boots and, you know, like some of the designs were,
oh, they're amazing.
They were really good. But the thing is, they have to taste good too, right? They can't just look good. And they're under a lot of pressure. So that's always fun too. So there's lots of good things.
So that won't be an episode of ours. Don't worry about that.
No, we're not going to be baking
maybe
anything.
Maybe we'll have an episode where we're eating the cupcakes. That's different. We might do that.
I'm all for that. Anybody wants to send us cupcakes, we will definitely judge your baby.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'd be more than happy to judge them. I'll let you know how good they are. All right. I only have a couple of quotes.
Okay.
I actually have three.
Sure. Go ahead.
Three quotes. So, all right. So I'm going to say the quote. You got to say the movie it's from, correct?
Yep.
That's what we're doing here.
Okay. Yep.
All right. So the first one here I'll give you is one I'm not sure if you're going to get. The other two are locks. I know you're going to get them.
Sure.
All right. So this first one here says that sometimes dead is better.
Sometimes dead is better. You're right. I don't think I'm going to get that.
This one was tough. I know.
Yeah.
It was on the list
mm-hmm.
that we just did. And,
I'm going to say it was from It.
No. No, it's from Pet Sematary.
Oh, yeah.
And he's talking about sometimes dead is better.
You know what?
Leave them alone.
I agree 100%. Sometimes dead is better. So.
Well, cause sure. I mean, in the story, when he sees what he does with the cat,
yeah.
Then the kid, who wouldn't think that?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't try to replace your son, bring him back? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, you know what? Just leave it alone. Just leave it alone.
Yeah. Right?
So, and, okay. So, the one I have is, they're quite easy. Just in a given mood tonight. So I'll give you the quote and I know you're going to get this. So it's pretty good. So are you ready?
I'm ready. Hopefully it's not one of my other two.
I was going to get a prop for this one too, but anyways.
Geez, all right.
I should have got the prop. Anyways, here we go. This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you.
Oh, that's, oh, I can't think of her name. It's the James Caan one where she, where he paddles the foot, the Misery. Yeah. I can't, what's her name? I can't think of her name.
Kathy Bates. But yeah. I can't remember.
I can't remember her character name. Okay, sure.
Yeah. And then she snaps his goddamn ankle. And
that scene was, I felt it.
Yeah.
When that scene happened.
And he, you know, anybody that's seen it, it's just, wow. Mm-hmm. I knew you'd get it. It's just, I had to put it in there because it's just, it's when you're talking Misery, that's the first thing you go to, right? So.
Right. Well, yeah. The next one I have, I was going to go with the standard one mm-hmm. from this film, but I'm going to go with something a little different.
Okay.
But I know you're going to know it. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Oh, well, yeah, that's, first of all, that's The Shining. Correct. And he's at the typewriter and she finds his, let's just talk about that for a minute. He's been typing away, and she thinks, you know, he's onto something. And she finds stacks and stacks. I mean stacks.
Yes.
And different font.
Yeah.
Different
spaces, spacing
and different work.
Completely out of his mind. That scene where he's going up the stairs. Mm-hmm. And she's waving the baseball bat at him.
Yeah.
He's just like, Wendy. He has lost it. Completely lost it.
Yeah.
Give me the bat.
Yeah, that he's gone, right? He's
I was gonna use the obvious here's Johnny, but I figured that's way too easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So I only have one more. I don't know what you got.
No, well, I was going to use that one as well. So you go ahead. So that's the one I was going to use.
But here's Johnny?
Yeah. No, not the here's Johnny. The all work and no play makes.
Oh, get out. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I just love it. And, I just love that scene. Like, that's just a great movie. So we might watch that this weekend. So.
Well, the next one here, this is a lock. You got this. I'm not even concerned. I don't even know why I wrote it down, to be honest with you.
Oh, it's just fun. Hey, it's just fun.
It's too easy. We all float down here.
Come on now. That's got to be from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be from it. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Because isn't that where they're looking under the,
looking in the sewer? The sewer.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's creepy enough. You just see his eyes.
Oh yeah. Like I said, a lot of people can't do the clowns and that's one of the reasons why, right?
So they can't, they're generally creepy looking, you know, mm-hmm. When they're happy.
Yeah. So, no, that's right.
When they're evil, that's even worse.
Yeah. I mean, that's right.
I know the one from Misery I thought you were going to do was I'm Your Number One Fan.
Oh yeah. That's, every time I think of Misery, I think of, that scene where she says, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you.
She
just snaps his, not breaks it, but she just about breaks it right off.
Yeah. Right?
So,
yeah.
Talk about your cycles, right? Yeah.
That was a good film. Good.
No,
that was great. Yeah, that's all I have this week. I don't have very many quotes. I didn't have a ton of them. Oh,
that's good. No, this is good. It was just great to see you again and that you're doing well and we're back. You know, like I said, we took last week off and, we're thinking of everybody down in South Florida who weren't lucky, people in Atlantic Canada. The couple of days before that, they got hit really bad in the Newfoundland, New Brunswick area up in Canada. And you know, that thing is sometimes it takes over and life takes over, but
Mother Nature's no joke, man.
You know,
all you can do is prepare yourself.
If we can and have some laughs and talk about good movies and take your people's minds off it. And, you know, that's what we'd like to do. But we want to mention that we're thinking of everybody. Our thoughts are with them.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's all you can do is prepare yourself for Mother Nature because you don't know what she's going to do and then, deal with the aftermath and hopefully nothing that serious happens. So
yeah.
Wish everybody well. It's good to be here and glad we're back and running and got some more scary stuff for the weeks ahead. We'll have to dig in deep and, get a lot of good content out there and get it going.
Yeah, for sure. And again, you can watch our earlier episodes on YouTube. This is episode 18. So all our episodes are up on YouTube, Round 14 Podcast. You can listen to us on the Last of the Action Heroes Podcast Network. There's some great, great podcast. I was listening to 6 Degrees of Schwarzenegger today. A little bit of that. And there's also an Arnold podcast, and they cover Total Recall. So,
really?
Of course, yeah, there's great, great podcasts on the network. Of course, Ryan, Katie, and Kyle have one more round with the Rocky series. You want to see them pick apart a movie. My goodness. I'm not even sure if they're done Rocky yet. So, and they've been going for weeks, but, we were fortunate enough to be on there, Tony, on the Long Road podcast. We finished off season one. We finished off the movie First Blood with Ryan, and that was a lot of fun to, to sit and watch the movie. We may have to do that one time, maybe do a watch along, something similar to that. We pick a movie or something like that. That was always fun to kind of watch the movie and get somebody's take on it. And
yeah, it was. But, we could do a live like that or something like that. It'd be fun.
Yeah. No, we got some, we got some things down the road, guys. And, we're happy we're back, and we'll see you next week. Right, Tony?
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Next week's going to be even creepier.
Oh, wonderful.
See you guys.
Have a good night, guys.